Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $200 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $200 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, spread, totals, player props.
$200 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In-app only.
To remind you that 60% of sales on Amazon come from independent sellers, here's John from Devil Dog Pet Company.
We run our family business from Sterling Heights, Michigan, but we can reach customers all over the country thanks to Amazon. Good boy.
Shop small business on Amazon.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
Snuck that one in there. Good morning. Happy Victory Monday. And Beat Cleveland Week will continue as the Tigers are in the playoffs and they'll have the Guardians Tuesday, Wednesday, and Thursday if necessary. But John, happy Victory Monday to our first place Detroit Lions.
Yes. 3-1. Sole possession of first place. And
the Victory Monday montage brought to you by Founders. It was fun, and then, Greg, I do appreciate the comedy of putting in, I don't know if it's not comedy, but putting in the Tigers win that sealed their postseason invitation.
They could pop bottles, and they didn't have to do it after a loss?
Yes, yes. And you know what? I was thinking more about that because we asked that question. We won't talk about it much today, but I would have been fine no matter how they got in, even if they had lost out to pop the bottles and celebrate. It would have been awkward, but I was thinking about it a lot over the weekend, and it would have been a celebration of the entire season, 162. Obviously, not the last 15, but it would have been a celebration of the entire season, so I wouldn't have had an issue with it.
We'll carve out some time for the Tigers today. And clearly, this week, we're going to be talking a lot about them with playoff baseball. You got some quotes from Scott Harris and AJ saying 0-0. So we'll reset some things with the Tigers. With the Lions, John, no doubter, convincing win, won by 24 points. What stood out?
Well, I get so frustrated with penalties. The penalties are one thing that stuck out. I have to say that as former offensive lineman, as peewee football coach, as frustrated fan when it happens and you look over at Dan and he's shaking his head. The rest of it, though, I was, when they weren't shooting themselves in the foot, very pleased with how they handled Cleveland's defense. That, to me, is, I think, the best defense in the NFL, at least coming into this week. And I thought that they handled Myles Garrett extremely well, that defensive front well. They made some adjustments. When you play a defense like that, not every play is going to go for 7-8 yards. Not every play is going to be a touchdown. But I thought that they had a really nice rhythm. They had a good plan in place. I thought they handled the rush extremely well. And I tell you what, after that first week, this is why I called out Penei Sewell by name. He is the best tackle in the NFL. Didn't play like it in week one, didn't play the expectations, but since then, he has been every bit. And watching him one-on-one with Myles Garrett was so much fun. It was a great battle. If you have a chance and if you have some free time, just go back and watch whenever Myles Garrett lined up on the defensive left side. That was an epic battle, and I thought Penei Sewell, both of those guys are freak athletes, and to be able to watch guys that are freak athletes go one-on-one and match up, it was a joy to watch.
So we got open lines. You know the drill. Victory Monday. What stood out to you? 248-539-9797. Jared Goff threw for 160 yards. They ran for 3.8 yards a carry. Wasn't the offense's best day. They had a tough matchup, right? You don't have 300 yards of total offense, and you still win by 24 points. John, it says you're a complete football team. It says the Detroit Lions can win in a variety of ways. They got 17 points off of turnovers, two picks and a fumble. Cleveland didn't score 17 points. So that's what I looked at as encouraging, is you're not always going to have 500 yards of offense. Sometimes you're going to face a tough front. And I thought they did a pretty good job dealing with Myles Garrett. They ran at him. They ran away yep. from him. More success, obviously, running away from him. And they played with the lead the whole way. You know, they made Cleveland play from behind with Joe Flacco and two backup tackles. And predictably, Cleveland could not come back in that game. And it was just a matter of time before Detroit extended their lead. Khalif Raymond, I think, really put the nail in the coffin. But Detroit was up double digits, in complete control, never a doubt that they would lose the game. And that's on a day where they didn't have enough offensive production, maybe for some people, but more than enough to win this game.
Yeah, and it's that defensive front, they're going to make some plays. You just know it, right? And to for Jared Goff to be able to maneuver in the pocket, I don't want to say avoid the rush, but maneuver in the pocket and be able to hit Amon-Ra St. Brown while on the run, and it is three weeks in a row with zero sacks. Now, he was under more pressure than he had been in the previous 2 weeks, but they didn't give up a sack, and some of that is Jared Goff seeing and feeling the pressure, like I just mentioned, and getting either avoiding it or just simply getting rid of the ball. That is part of Jared Goff playing at a high level. It's also this offensive line handling a defensive front with two raw guards playing very well.
It's remarkable how quickly this offensive line is gelling. I mean, from week one to where we are today, it's obviously a shout out to Hank Fraley. It's a testament to the work these guys have put in up front. John, since stats became an official stat in since sacks became an official stat in 1982, the Lions have gone three straight games without allowing one in a season. This is the first time in franchise history they've done it.
Yep. And, I mean, the task is still out there. We all know this week that there is at least one good pass rusher on Cincinnati's defense.
Yeah.
But I'm kind of expecting it.
Did you see Detroit's already like 8-9 point favorites on the road in Cincy next week? It does feel like we're getting into last year's mode where it's like the Lions win.
Are you in last year's mode?
But by how many points? A little bit. Doesn't it feel like we're all kind of getting welcomed into last year a little bit now, where we're back in that groove where this team is just decapitating people?
The expectation is that you're not sure how they're going to do it, but your expectation is that they're just simply going to win the game. And after a 15-2 season last year, and we had started this year off, this is the impact of that Baltimore win. And I know maybe the Baltimore win is not aging. It didn't look as tough going in, although we knew the stats of Lamar, Derrick Henry, and being in Baltimore, and then Baltimore going and just getting boat raced by, you know, Kansas City. I still think it's a huge win, but a monster confidence builder. Because now all of a sudden you're sitting at 3-1 going, we thought maybe after six games, if they were 3-3, now it opens up the, should they be 5-1?
Sure feels that way.
And then with Tampa coming to town, should they be 6-1 going to the bye? I don't want to get too far ahead of us, but that's, you mentioned the feeling of last year. It kind of feels like the expectation is you just, for the fans, we show up and we watch a winner.
No matter what happens, penalties, JMO drops, injuries in the secondary.
Yeah.
Doesn't matter. Win by 24 points. Party, drink the Kool-Aid. First place, Detroit Lions. You wake up, it's Victory Monday. Does feel like last year. Maybe they're even better. I don't know. I guess they'll prove that with this more difficult schedule. I don't want to take anything away from the win they had against Baltimore. I'll let other people do that. Baltimore has three losses this year. Those three losses are to the Bills, the Lions, and the Kansas City Chiefs.
Yep.
And we may have seen a little bit of that Honolulu flu. The Lions beat you twice yesterday with the Ravens because they were dropping like flies. A lot of guys getting banged up and injured, and they just weren't able to finish that football game.
So I want to make one point, because we never really talked about this from the perspective of Cincinnati, of Baltimore, of Kansas City, of Tampa. We looked at it from the Lions' perspective, looking at the start of that season, and with a lot of those games on the road, rightfully so. Oh, my goodness. That looks like an unfair schedule. It's extremely tough. But now you flip the script a little bit, and you say, well, Baltimore, you just mentioned it. Kansas City, Buffalo, and Detroit?
Yeah.
What were they talking about prior to the season when the schedule came out? Oh, my goodness, we've got to play Detroit.
John, breaking news for people. Good teams play first-place schedules.
Yep.
Good teams play other good teams. And the best teams win those games. And the Lions start the season now with 3-1. And you're right, the path is paved for them to get off to a much hotter start than anybody anticipated. What stood out to you? Lions, another victory Monday. It's 97-1.
Hey, there's nothing, absolutely nothing like Michigan. The pride, the grit, the game day energy. There's a beer that gets it. It's Founders Michigan Pilsner, brewed right here in the heart of Michigan. It's crisp, light, and built for those who go all in. Whether you're tailgating in Ann Arbor or kicking back after a long day, as proud sponsors of Michigan Athletics, we're raising a cold one to the maize and blue. Founders Michigan Pilsner, brewed for Michigan, built for you. Find Michigan Pilsner at a store near you. Founders Brewing Company, Grand Rapids, Michigan. For 21 years old or older, please drink responsibly.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $200 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $200 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, spread, totals, player props.
$200 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
To remind you that 60% of sales on Amazon come from independent sellers, here's John from Devil Dog Pet Company.
We run our family business from Sterling Heights, Michigan, but we can reach customers all over the country thanks to Amazon. Good boy.
Shop small business on Amazon.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
I've never felt like this before. It's like you just get me. I feel like my true self with you. Does that sound crazy? And it doesn't hurt that you're gorgeous. Okay, that's it. I'm taking you home with me. I mean, you can't find shoes this good just anywhere. Find a shoe for every you from brands you love, like Birkenstock, Nike, Adidas, and more at your DSW store or DSW.com.
Avoiding your unfinished home projects because you're not sure where to start? Thumbtack knows homes, so you don't have to. Don't know the difference between matte paint finish and satin? Or what that clunking sound from your dryer is. With Thumbtack, you don't have to be a home pro. You just have to hire one. You can hire top-rated pros, see price estimates, and read reviews, all on the app. Download today.
Lions win convincingly. Starting to get some of those vibes of last year where it's not will you win, it's by how many.
Mm-hmm.
Let's get to the phones, 248-539-9797. As you wake up today, it's a Victory Monday, and it's a first place Victory Monday. Shout out Green Bay with their tie last night.
What a terrible game, too. I know everybody's going to look at it and go, all right, 40 points for each, and it was
obviously
an overtime. It was bad football on both sides.
How about like the first big play of the game, Golden running the same route as somebody else, and
yeah,
also somehow uncovered when there's two Packer receivers? A very sloppy game. 40-40, your final. Green Bay kicks a field goal at the very end for a tie. Let's get to Zach in Ann Arbor. Zach, good morning.
Top of the morning, fellas.
What's up?
So, I don't remember Sunday in September ever being so exciting, starting the morning with a Vikings loss to the Steelers game abroad, and then moving forward to Lions just stomping on the Browns. I mean, Tigers could have won later in the day, but the Ryder Cup finish was exciting as well. And then you wake up and you find out that the Packers tied the Cowboys, which I don't know what's more relevant, that or the broad game. But good news all around. And, you know, asking or answering your question earlier, I do think that something that's sticking out with how this season feels now a quarter of the way through is we were 15-2 last year with two coordinators leaving, and everybody really thought that was going to be our best chance with, you know, home bye against, you know, heavy favorite. We're ready to go, and we weren't. And I think that now we have proven that we can do this. We can reload. We can, you know, the playbook doesn't change, and we're ready to do it. And we're on top of the division, not looking back. So go Tigers. Hopefully, you know, happy victory Monday, and let's keep it rolling into the bye and go 7-1. I like it. Yeah. 6-1, excuse me, right?
Yeah. Yeah. Hey, why stop there? 8-1, 9-1. Just keep winning games. And yeah, Beat Cleveland Week is here. For those that don't know, Tigers are in the playoffs to play day games on Tuesday and Wednesday, Thursday if necessary. Scooble will have the ball on Tuesday. Who knows who's going to pitch on Wednesday?
Yeah. I think there's only two options.
Mize and Flaherty. Yeah. Probably Flaherty.
Yeah. Just a little the behind the scenes. Who do you want?
Yeah. Some ticket text. Terrion Arnold stood out to me. He's still on shaky legs and penalty prone. He always makes me nervous. Signed, Johnny B.
He does. I was trying to give him a little bit of grace this year as he continued. Like, we know all the stats. Last year, he, you know, was the one corner that played the most man-to-man coverage as a rookie. So you expect some of those things that happened last year. But you need to see steps in the right direction this year. And we've still seen penalties. We've seen... And don't get me wrong, not every play has been a disaster, but he does make you hold your breath every time he's on the field.
He does, because you're nervous. They're going to pick on him, and if he doesn't give up the play, there might be some laundry after the play. And in terms of injuries, his is the less severe of the two. Mm. DJ Reed, hammy, not expected to play against Cincy, and then we go from there. Texter says we should wait to see updates on the secondary before we start tacking up some wins.
Well, we'll talk more about the matchup with Cincinnati, but if they had Joe Burrow, yeah, I'm looking at it going, what are we going to do? We already knew that Amik was going to play more and Terrion Arnold less. But now with DJ Reed injury, yeah, the matchup with the receivers, not great. But the matchup against Cincinnati is still, I mean, they've been getting just absolutely dogpiled.
I got a little bit of a something or nothing for you guys, and I think it's a nothing, but just want your thoughts. Giving up a touchdown on the opening drive of every game.
I know that they made a big deal of that in the broadcast. Sure, it's something because you don't always want to give up a score on the opening drive, but I'll still give it to Kelvin Shepherd and the defense. The adjustments that they made after that opening drive, like, they were swarming that rushing attack.
It's not a secret. The first drive is scripted. It's the other team's best stuff that they've game planned.
Right, but the Lions do it too, and they went 3-and-out.
But then how do you adjust?
Right, and both sides of the ball adjusted as needed.
Yeah. And they almost had a nice goal line stand there. So
nearly. Well, I can't believe they ran Joe Flacco QB sneak back-to-back plays, but I wish it was three straight. There's no way that guy's getting an old bag of bones.
Let's get the walker out.
Sheesh. Texters say, morning, guys. Great win. Total team effort. Understood the Browns' offense is no good, but like John mentioned, maybe the best defense in the league. No one expected it to be easy, but it was easier than I thought. Super impressed that we held Cleveland to zero sacks on Jared Goff.
Zero sacks on Jared Goff, and it is it shows that this team is they're professional. They're focused. Right? They're beating the bad teams the way that they should. They did it against Chicago. They're doing it against Cincinnati. I mean, sorry, against Cleveland. But it's the ultimate high on Monday Night Football. It's a short week. It's we're not going to, you know, celebrate too long so that and then look at Cleveland and say, "Ah, well, we got this one in the bag." No, because we saw, and maybe it was a blessing in disguise to be able to see what they did to Green Bay. Now, Green Bay on the road is clearly not the same team as they are at home. And we can discuss that more as the week goes on. But I thought it was a great response to, hey, we can go out there and celebrate and win a big game on the road and come back and be just as focused.
No letdowns. Yeah, that speaks to a mentality from this team. It's kind of the mentality we saw last year. Are you guys getting some of that those vibes with this football team? I absolutely am, too. 248-539-9797. Overreact Jims at 7:02, top of the hour. John, here's a little tease. Packers are going to be mentioned.
Ooh.
Can't wait. Let's get to Heather with the news.
Well, good morning, guys. I hate to interrupt this fun Victory Monday with my news, but I'm sure you know what to talk about. Yeah, at least 4 people were killed. 8 others were injured when a gunman opened fire at a Mormon church in Grand Blanc during a really large service on Sunday morning. The suspect, who has been identified as 40-year-old Thomas Sanford from Burton, rammed his truck through the front doors of the Church of Jesus Christ of Latter-day Saints. He began shooting, and it's believed he intentionally lit the building on fire. I mean, you've probably seen the images. This church is completely destroyed. There's, plumes of smoke. The entire building went up in smoke. Officers exchanged gunfire with the suspect. They did kill him. Of the victims, 2 were shot. 2 others are believed to have been trapped inside the building. Oh. Of those in the hospital, multiple victims are in critical condition. And there's a law enforcement source that says, as of last night, there are still 7 people who remain unaccounted for. It's not to say that they are for sure still in the building. It could just be that they haven't gotten in touch with their family members, but they did have to put a stop last night into clearing, like continuing the search for victims in the building. But obviously that will continue this morning as well. So,
yeah, I think everybody wants to know, why in the hell would this guy do this? Like, what is the motive?
And they don't know. They don't have any reasons yet. Obviously, that is all under investigation. The FBI is investigating that. But
and it could have been worse, because didn't they initially report that there was an ID that didn't go off?
Well, they did find, I believe, in his vehicle, these devices. And they had not gone off. They believe he used accelerant for the fire. Yeah, it could have been a whole lot worse, but there are several officers who are being credited for stopping this attack as quickly as possible. Police are saying a woman was arrested on Friday night after she struck multiple people at several locations in Warren with her vehicle. So she was driving around in her Jeep. She had a child inside with her as well, when she allegedly purposefully hit people at several locations on Van Dyke Avenue. This was north of 12 Mile. They say at least 5 people were injured in 4 separate incidents. There was a restaurant, a liquor store, a hotel, and then a Walmart parking lot. She was basically just driving around running into people. Police were able to follow her through a Walmart parking lot when she eventually hit 2 parked cars, and then they took her into custody. She resisted as much as she could. She bit and attacked, kicked these officers. The child was uninjured, released to a family member, and authorities say they believe that this woman was experiencing a mental health crisis at the time. All right, I've got some big news. Last night during Sunday Night Football, Bad Bunny was announced as the headliner for the 2026 Super Bowl halftime show, but it does sound like maybe he wasn't the first choice, because Taylor Swift was allegedly in negotiations but turned it down because she didn't want to do it for free, which is
the standard.
Yes, that you do perform for free, but an unnamed music exec says that she wasn't trying to ask for favors. She was looking for respect. She says she knows her worth and knows the kind of rating she would bring, the global attention that she commands. So she just wasn't about to go and, you know, hand out her services for free. So she turned it down. But anyway, they found a replacement, if that's even the truth. And Super Bowl 60 goes down February 8th at Levi's Stadium in Santa Clara, California.
Well, I get why she would make that decision.
Sure.
And so I don't know much about Bad Bunny.
No, you don't listen to a lot of Bad Bunny?
No.
He was in Happy Gilmore 2 as an actor.
Oh, really?
Yeah.
Okay.
Well, there was a lot of cameos.
So yeah, I'm looking at his list of songs. Are most of them in Spanish?
He is bilingual. I was looking up some of his songs, too.
Well, he does a lot of collabs.
I was going to try and do the thing we do with songs, but...
You want to sing them?
I'm not sure at what all of these words mean.
No. But I do know that he does a lot of different collabs with other artists. So maybe we'll see some of that, where he brings some of the artists he works with on stage. I'm not that familiar with him either. I've heard him. I mean,
I've heard the name. I'm sure I've heard parts of some of his songs.
Yeah.
And I understand the Super Bowl has their long tradition of not paying people, but maybe they should, if this is the plan B.
I don't disagree.
Yeah.
All right. Heather with the news. Coming up next, Lions talk. What stood out? Are we back into last year mode? It's 97.1.
Hey, Lions fans. Heather here to tell you Verizon is helping you get your gear game ready. Now, through September 30th, visit a participating Detroit Verizon store and you can score big. Choose an accessory for your phone, tablet, or gaming device worth up to $70 on us with a new phone purchase on select My Plan activations. Think of it, a new phone case, an extra long charging cable, or a portable battery pack to keep you powered up all game day long. Make your move now and switch to the number one network in Detroit. Visit your local Verizon store today. Only on Verizon, the official 5G network of the Detroit Lions. Accessory offer while supplies last to first customers during promo period. One gift per purchase per account. Apple accessories ineligible. See store for additional terms and details. Based on Root Metrics Detroit Root Score Report 1H 2025, tested with best commercially available smartphones on 3 national mobile networks across all available network types. Your experiences may vary. Root Metrics ratings are not an endorsement of Verizon.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $200 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $200 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, Spread, Totals, Player Props.
$200 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5.
I know where I'm going to bet from now on.
Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
I need a job with a steady paycheck.
I need a job that offers health care on day one for me and my kids.
I want a job where I can get certified in technical roles, like robotics or software engineering.
In communities across the country, hourly Amazon employees earn an average of over $23 an hour, with opportunities to grow their skills and their paycheck by enrolling in free skills training programs and apprenticeships. Learn more at aboutamazon.com.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
I've never felt like this before. It's like you just get me. I feel like my true self with you. Does that sound crazy? And it doesn't hurt that you're gorgeous. Okay, that's it. I'm taking you home with me. I mean, you can't find shoes this good just anywhere. Find a shoe for every you from brands you love, like Birkenstock, Nike, Adidas, and more at your DSW store or DSW.com.
Avoiding your unfinished home projects because you're not sure where to start? Thumbtack knows homes, so you don't have to. Don't know the difference between matte paint finish and satin? Or what that clunking sound from your dryer is? With Thumbtack, you don't have to be a home pro. You just have to hire one. You can hire top-rated pros, see price estimates, and read reviews, all on the app. Download today.
Lions roll, Lions win, Lions in first place after a 34-10 victory against Cleveland. It's a victory Monday.
That's awesome. And I don't know that there were many Lions fans. There were some that thought, hey, after 4 weeks, we could be sitting here. But after week one, it was all hands on deck, you know, trying to talk people off of the ledge.
Doesn't it feel like they played Green Bay like 3 months ago now?
It does, because both teams have gone in completely opposite directions. It's Detroit has fixed everything, or at least they have addressed some issues.
Yeah.
And they're on the rise. And Green Bay, I mean, they're a completely different team on the road.
Detroit hasn't given up a sack in 3 straight games. So, I mean, that's a huge headline. It's the first time in franchise history they've gone 3 straight games without giving up a sack. And they just faced Myles Garrett and arguably the best front in the NFL, certainly on the short list. And it wasn't even like a banner day for the offense. They ran for 3.8 yards a carry. Goff threw for like a 160. And they won going away. On a day where you don't even have 300 yards of offense, you win by 3 scores, you're a complete football team. Like, we're getting into last year's mode now, where they're a machine, And it's not will they win, but by how many will they win by. It definitely feels like last year. Maybe they're even better, John. I know with the schedule, they're certainly going to have chances to prove it.
Well, it's your complete team when your defense creates turnovers, you score on special teams, and when those turnovers don't turn into points defensively, but you could turn them into points against a good defense, when you could take advantage of momentum, of field position, and capitalize on it, that's where you become a really good team against a defense like Cleveland. You can say whatever you want about their offense and Joe Flacco and you know bringing in Dylan Gabriel at the end. That's a really good defense. And your numbers are not going to be anywhere near what you normally put up against a defense like that.
So what stood out to me yesterday was the special teams. And Dan Campbell has constantly said he's going to have good special teams. The return's obvious, okay? But against a good defense, those are the things that make winning a game like that easy. Jake Bates made his 58-yarder. Their kicker missed their 50-plus. And I know Jack Fox pinned him inside the five once. But just good tackling. And I'll tell you what gets you in trouble against a bad team or a team that has a lukewarm offense is allowing them to score on special teams, allowing them to have a big play on special teams. I think special teams is one of the reasons why they very rarely the last 2 years have lost to bad teams.
Because you don't open the door.
Yes, exactly.
And those plays, we've seen it in the NFL in the first 4 weeks now, a special teams touchdown on a blocked punt, a blocked field goal. Dan Campbell was asked about it pregame by Dan Miller, and they did emphasize all the little things on special teams. It doesn't slip through the cracks with this coaching staff.
No, and if you can get 7 points out of your special teams, and I'm not talking about field goals, I'm just talking about kickoff return, punt return, and as a punt team, if you can pin even just once, if you pin an offense like Cleveland inside the five, then offensively you're thinking we're going to get the ball back. At a minimum, somewhere around midfield.
What stood out to you? And are you feeling like it's last year all over again? That this team is seemingly untouchable? We're going to have a lot of these Victory Mondays. Ticket Tech says, let's pump the brakes a bit. The Bears and Browns are two of the worst teams in the league, and the Ravens might have the worst defense in the league. I want to see what they do against a real opponent.
Okay, so what team has the best defense along with a really good offense? Like, there are imperfections in every team that the Lions are going to play. So you can't just sit there and say, oh, well, that was a bad team. That was, going into the game, one of the best defenses, if not the best defense, in a number of defensive categories. And you put up 34 on them?
There are only two undefeated teams left in the NFL. Lions aren't going to play the Bills this year.
Nope.
They will play the Eagles in Philadelphia. Mm-hmm. Sunday Night Football, I think, right?
Yes, and the Eagles did look good against Tampa yesterday.
Yeah, they let Tampa back in, but they slammed the door shut. Look, I just don't know what we're doing here. The Lions are beating people by multiple touchdowns, and we're just supposed to, downplay it?
Yeah.
I don't understand that mentality. I truly don't. Well, and, the Baltimore thing, Baltimore, I think, still got to win their division and make the playoffs, for what it's worth. I mean, they got to get healthy on defense. But Detroit bullied them, and I think the after effects were pretty clear when you watched them play yesterday.
Mm-hmm.
And their losses are to Buffalo, Detroit, and Kansas City. Now, if they start messing around and they're losing to Cleveland and Cincinnati and their division's up for grabs, that's a different conversation. Some text on the Lions. Didn't we have questions about their defense going into the season? Not right now, LFG, Matt and Novi. This team's loaded, firing on all cylinders. Great team, automatic cover every week, just like last year. Let's go. Double-digit disco, baby. The best moment was Raymond returning the punt for a touchdown. He ran like a gazelle. Great job, Leaf. Guys, can we build the statue for Amon-Ra right next to Barry? The guy always shows up in big games and goes to the next level.
Well, it's big games and big moments, but let's not call this a big game. Let's take it for what it is. It is a Cleveland Browns team that I think most people believe they're going to be picking in the top three. I mean, I don't think that's a stretch. And they are coming off a win against Green Bay, but we don't know what Green Bay is on the road. Completely different team than they are at home. So he does come up in big moments.
Text says, I like that we're talking about a meaningless win versus the terrible Browns instead of the Tigers in the playoffs because we know the Tigers didn't deserve to make it and will be blown out Tuesday and Wednesday.
Hold on. Did they win more games than Houston?
Yes.
Okay, so they deserve to make it.
Correct.
It may not feel like it by the way they ended the season, but you know, you count them up at the end after 162, and if I'm not mistaken, they won more games than other teams that were trying to make the playoffs. So they, by definition, earned it.
Yeah, second half of the statement, if you don't think they're going to win in the first round in Cleveland, I understand that. But to say they don't deserve to be here?
Yeah.
We deserve, it's not college football playoff committee time. You don't go based on how you feel about a team at the end of the year. We keep score. We take standings over 162.
Mm-hmm. And they
had the head-to-head with Houston.
Yeah, okay. They didn't technically win more games than Houston, but against Houston, they won those games.
Yeah, they get in with the tiebreaker. Every single one of those games mattered. Now, in terms of forecasting them, look, we got... Today is a victory Monday. The NFL's king. The Lions won. The Lions are going to get a lot of airtime today. The Tigers don't play today.
No.
We'll make some time for them and certainly talk about them on Tuesday and Wednesday, and if necessary, Thursday. To the point about how they finished the season, John, they went 7-17 in the month of September.
Mm-hmm.
This is from Bob Nightingale. It's the worst record in the final month of a season by a playoff team since the World Series began in 1903. Not how you want to be playing at the end of the season.
Nope. But what's their record now?
As AJ would tell us,
0-0.
And yeah, try to get him on this week ahead of their playoffs. Ticket text. Good morning. I want to apologize to Hank Fraley and the offensive line. I was out on the interior after game one. Happy to be wrong.
Well, you weren't wrong after game one. After game one, they were bad. They were a bottom five versus a top five. And I'm not going to sit here and say they're a top five offensive line right now, but they're trending in that direction versus the other.
John, I'm curious if you would agree with this text. Detroit hasn't given up a sack the last three games. Because Jared Goff is incredibly smart at dumping the ball off to the ground whenever there's trouble. It looks terrible, but it's effective.
Yes, that's part of the equation. It's his pocket presence where it may seem like a small deal, but when you know Taylor Decker is going up against Myles Garrett and your seven-step drop, you know you may have to shorten your steps up a little bit. And Jared Goff does that. If you have to step up in the pocket just a little bit. Now, I know he got hit. There was a long pass to J-Mo where he gets hit and the ball pulls way left.
Mm-hmm.
Okay. Yeah, it's not a clean pocket. And, you know, are the results different if Taylor Decker is able to give him just that little bit extra? Yes. But Jared Goff is a very high-level quarterback when it comes to the mental side of things, and he doesn't care if he throws it into the ground to Sam Laporta just because he's trying to ground the ball. I'm not going to put the ball at risk and try and force something. I'm going to go ahead and ground this ball because we'll live to fight another down.
I'll give you another example of a guy, and it plays the position very differently than Jared Goff, but the same principle applies. You're on a loaded roster. Don't lose the game. Jalen Hurts didn't complete a pass in the second half yesterday. I think it was 0 of 8.
Mm-hmm.
But he hasn't thrown a pick in like 200-plus passes. Now, he has a lot more elusiveness in the pocket. Yep. But the principle remains. Don't F it up. You got a really good offense. You got playmakers everywhere. Live to fight another down. Jared Goff embodied that yesterday with a tough matchup with Cleveland. And Hurts has done that a lot. And the Eagles are the only undefeated team left in the NFC. So don't beat yourself. You got a good team. Tech says, y'all beat three dumpster fires and you think you're better than last year? Talk about an overreaction.
Okay, whatever.
Let's freaking go. Solid team. My only concern or my main concern is J-Mo. Pair of drops yesterday. Another one says, I hate to be the cold water. Why did we overpay J-Mo?
The one that was down the left sideline where he's looking over his right shoulder and then he switches over to his left shoulder. That would have been a tough catch. Should have caught it, especially when you're... I thought the same thing. You're paid to make that catch, and he didn't.
Is this a real text? Maybe Goff should spend more time practicing throwing the long ball with J-Mo instead of doing auto commercials.
Oh, come on.
They'll never go away.
They win by 24 points. I get another text. All they did is beat a bad team. By 24 points! That's not enough for people? Should have won by 50. Bunch of frauds.
They showed John Morton in the booth at least three times yesterday. I thought that was a problem after the Packer game.
And this text wants to know if I cashed in my division lock for the Tigers. Thank you.
Yeah, real quick, what are we going to do about this?
This is a Victory Monday. I don't want to sour the day. We'll address that maybe tomorrow before they take the field.
Does he get an out because they still got in the playoffs?
Sure.
You think this audience is going to give me an out?
Yeah. Okay, so that would make Jim Costa equal to Scott Harris. You just get an out after making grand proclamations.
I don't think Harris should get a pass, and I don't think I should get a pass. I was wrong. Look, you say stuff for a living. You're going to be wrong. I saw what Old Takes Exposed was putting out the video from our show in June. I saw it. I'm aware. People tagged me in it. I was wrong. Mm. I was wrong, John. Does that make you happy to hear me say it? I was wrong.
It does. It's not even. I'm not going to hide it.
All right. It's 97.1.
Hey, after a steamy summer, after a steamy weekend, boy, it was warm. Be ready for the first blast of winter cold. Mastercraft Heating, Cooling, Plumbing, and Electrical will do a complete furnace checkup to make sure it's running properly and, more importantly, safely. Right now, it's only $79. That's $30 off the regular price. So give them a call today because all of these spots are going to fill up. They've got limited time before that first blast of winter cold. So don't forget, Mastercraft also does plumbing, electrical, and generators as well, all at discounted prices. So give them a call now, or you can find more information on the web at mastercraftheating.com. That's mastercraftheating.com.
Scott Harris in the postgame celebration Saturday night.
Yeah, I'm really proud of them. I don't have to answer all the hard questions. Thank you, team. You had my back.
They did blow a huge division lead, but they will be in the postseason anyway. They clinched with a win on Saturday night in Boston. And back-to-back playoff appearances, to his point, like it is a different era of Tiger baseball. They haven't done this very often. Back-to-back postseason appearances. They won their way in four straight years from 2011 to 2014. Mm-hmm. Prior to that, you know, the last time the Tigers made the playoffs in consecutive years?
No.
1935.
Oh. So it's been a while.
It's been a minute, John. Mm-hmm. Scott Harris, the other quote he had, why can the Tigers win in the postseason, right? Because he said, hey, we want to, you know, make a run. History. There are countless examples of teams that didn't play their best baseball, ending the regular season, got a fresh start, lined up their pitching, and got hot. We're going to do everything we can to be one of those groups.
He's not wrong. And, I mean, there's a lot of hope in there. And whether it's the bats, whether it's the pitching, hopefully it's everything, all of a sudden clicks and hits. There are plenty of examples of it happening.
Yeah, I'm not going to tell you they can't, but I don't expect it.
Well, I don't think anybody really expects it, but that's what makes it so much fun in the postseason.
They had the worst month of September of any playoff team ever. And they're the worst team to make the playoffs in the American League by record, judging over 162. So
all they have to do is have the best October.
Thank you, John.
Glasses half full.
So you do buy what he's selling. Hey, just reset, refresh. Here
I'm
we go.
I'm not buying what he's selling, but that's part of it. They're 0-0. And I know that there's a lot of people trying to rationalize wins and say, well, they can't continue to lose to Cleveland, right? Well, if Cleveland is a better team or playing better baseball, yes, they can. But it's you start fresh, and we'll see what happens. You're going to start with the Skubal start. They did what they had to do in the final three games to get to a point where they didn't have to use Skubal on Sunday.
Yep.
And now they get to use him on Tuesday.
Tech says at least the Tigers made the playoffs. Everyone's 0-0. The New York Mets collapse was much worse. Yeah, they are not in the playoffs.
Yes. And that's a lot of money to spend not to be in the playoffs.
At least it's in like a small market where they won't face like any backlash or right. Yes. Any kind of negativity.
Yes, or look across town and see that there is a team playing in the postseason.
Tigers will play at 1 o'clock on Tuesday and Wednesday. You can listen to both those games on 97.1
The Ticket. Tom, you going down?
Yeah, Tom.
No.
No, not this year?
That was a one-time thing.
Well, okay. All right.
Do you have any issues with AJ? Because this text says he didn't coach to win yesterday, and it was a joke. But at the B lineup, he didn't pinch hit Dingler late, just kind of resigned that they were losing.
Well, if they had won, would there be any difference?
No, because Cleveland also won.
Right. So, I wonder. I don't have an issue.
I wonder if they had any desire to play the games there. Do they feel like they swept them down there earlier in the year? They won one other game in the other series. It was at home where they didn't play them well.
Look, I would think.
I don't know. It seems weird.
If you were given the choice, I think you'd rather have the games at home.
Yes.
But you're not going to pitch Scooble, so immediately you're starting off on the wrong foot.
Yeah.
And even if they did win, it wouldn't have mattered. So, yeah. Look, I would have liked to see them try to win because at the time it wasn't locked up yet.
You know why?
When I have liked them to win, I don't mean I wish they would have pitched Scooble. I mean, like, hey, as the game's getting tight, one run, try to win it.
They're the only road favorite tomorrow in the four playoff games.
Mm.
Yeah, because Scooble's on the mound.
Right.
And the only goal right now, they are 0-0. All you got to do right now is get to 1-0. That's it. Get to 1-0.
And they're favored. So then you have to just split one of the next two. I mean, they did it last year.
They did. They got out of the first round last year led by Tarek Skubal in game one. And if they get out of the first round, they'd play this weekend in the ALDS.
Cleveland still doesn't, at least on ESPN, have a pitcher named yet for tomorrow.
Okay. I don't.
Chaos, John.
Yeah.
Chaos. I assume it's Gavin Williams, right?
Probably.
Yeah. Okay. Again, we'll spotlight the game a little more tomorrow. Today is a victory Monday. 248-539-9797. Lions beat the Cleveland Browns. Hoping beat Cleveland week continues. But Detroit was 9.5-point favorites and only won the game by 24. John, it was a complete win. Even when their offense had a tough matchup and didn't put up, 500 yards of total offense, they were held to like 270. And they won the game going away. They won the game because defense forced turnovers. They won the game because they got a special teams touchdown. They won the game even with drops, with a pick from Goff, with procedural penalties. And it wasn't close. It wasn't in doubt. It wasn't like, well, the Lions are really letting Cleveland. 10 points the whole way until Khalif broke it open even more.
And you're going to look at a lot of losses for Cleveland where the other offenses get, 56 to 60 yards rushing, and the Lions got over 100. Mm-hmm. Jahmyr Gibbs, 91 himself. And you're also going to look at other offenses where, your completions versus attempts are going to be very similar. It'll be right around, 60% completion percentage. It's not going to look great. You're only going to have, like Goff did yesterday, 160 yards. But the stat line is going to include 3 sacks, 5 sacks.
Right.
Like, that's a formidable front. They are very good against the run and the pass. To be able to come away with, and let's just say 27 points because of the 7 that was on special teams, you still win 27-10.
Yeah, and again, I think a normal team, a mortal team, would have overlooked Cleveland, would have been coming off a big road win in Baltimore and would have let Cleveland play the game tight in the fourth quarter. So it's not some ordinary football team. 248-539-9797. We will play Dan Campbell's locker room audio in the 7 o'clock hour. We got overreact gyms after the update. It's 97.1.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $200 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $200 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, spread, totals, player props.
$200 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
I need a job with a steady paycheck.
I need a job that offers health care on day one for me and my kids.
I want a job where I can get certified in technical roles, like robotics or software engineering.
In communities across the country, hourly Amazon employees earn an average of over $23 an hour, with opportunities to grow their skills and their paycheck by enrolling in free skills training programs and apprenticeships. Learn more at aboutamazon.com.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
True North Convenience Stores and Red Bull are an elite matchup. True North offers returning players Red Bull Original and Sugar-Free. First-round picks like Watermelon, Wild Berries, and the newest rookie, Red Bull Zero. Right now, grab three of your favorite 8-ounce can flavors for $6.50 and save 10 cents off a gallon with the True Rewards mobile app. Available in your favorite app store. Rush into True North to score this deal before the clock runs out. True North Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
Hate doing cardio? Try brushing and flossing your teeth. I'm not talking about building up a sweat. I'm talking about building a healthier mouth for a healthier heart for a healthier you. Smile Generation trusted dentists look at your care through the lens of the mouth-body connection, because what happens in the mouth plays a critical role for the rest of your body. To find a dentist near you committed to treating all of you, visit smilegeneration.com/confidence today and live longer, healthier, and happier with Confidence Unleashed.